Good morning and welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte, Florida. This is a live medical talk show in which you're invited to participate. If you have a question or comment along the way, please don't hesitate to call us at 941-206-1580 or toll free at 888-441-1580. And now here's your host of the show, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. 1st of November. I just want to let everyone know that the last two Fridays we've had encore performances because I was at two fantastic medical conferences. And today we are so lucky to have Dr. Lenita Hansen, endocrinologist, board certified endocrinologist, who has been on our show before, and we had such great reviews. Yay. And she's going to talk about, you know, Dr. Hansen is really committed to her profession. She has the passion, the love, and she's going to talk about one of her passions is diabetes. So she's going to talk about the Living Smart Diabetes Health Fair that's going to be tomorrow, right?
That's right. Tomorrow, the 2nd of November. It's going to be from 9:30 to 1 p.m. at the Cultural Center of Charlotte County. And we are going to be in for a treat. We have a great program planned. Just a little bit of feedback, though. This is the 11th year that we're doing this Diabetes Health Fair to the community, which is free to the community.
Did you hear that, everybody? Free to the community. And you know what? What a passion that she's going to do this for the 11th year. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, the 11th year. This started out actually, the Living Smart Diabetes Program is actually recognized by the American Diabetes Association for offering, you know, a standard of care in terms of diabetes education. So we have a program put together based on a curriculum that allows for that recognition. And the program obviously is monitored very closely. We have certified diabetes educators, we have dietitians, and we have a class format that includes basically everything you need to know about diabetes in group session as well as in the individual session. So, you know, you will learn about type 1 diabetes, type 2 diabetes, you know, the different medications, how they interact, how to adjust your medications, how to create a meal plan, how to carbohydrate count, how to read labels, and you also have a one-on-one with the dietitian. So it's a very comprehensive program that we have. And we started doing this back in 2002, and I started actually only for my own patients. That's how we started out.
A small little group,
yes. And then just to kind of celebrate that first year that we did it, we decided, you know, why don't we just have a couple of pharmaceutical reps come by, a couple of resources for diabetics, and just invite those people that attended, and let's just have a little get together. Well, we ended up with 70 people attending that first year back in 2002.
That is fabulous.
Yes, it was in the office. We, of course, after that, every year we have extended it out of the office. We've had different venues, and we've moved up now to the Cultural Center, basically. And it's a huge event. It's fantastic. We have, you know, pretty much almost any and everything you might want to be interested in for diabetes. So we have the pharmaceutical reps, we have insulin pumps, we have obviously, you know, home health is there, we have pharmacy there, we have all kinds of activities. You know, this year is a little different. This year we'll be doing some diabetes poetry reading as well, which
poetry
will be a lot of fun.
Reading.
Poetry reading. That's going to be a lot of fun. I will be actually doing some thyroid neck screenings this year as well, which is new. So you can come and I will feel your neck and we'll, hopefully you're fine, but if we identify some nodules, then we will, at least you'll be informed and you can follow up on that as well. We will have our usual cooking. We have a cooking demonstration and tasting, of course, that goes with cooking. We also have a Vitamix demonstration in terms of how to make good smoothies, healthy smoothies. So that's done, taste testing again. And every year, one of our highlights is Splenda Baking. So we have someone, Mrs. Anders, I'm sure she wouldn't mind my mentioning her name. She does a fantastic job. She bakes a cake.
Ooh.
We distribute it. We give it out. And it is just wonderful. So we really do quite a bit. And of course, we have entertainment. We always have someone dancing just to show that, you know, that's the physical activity part of just being healthy. So we will be having some dancing as well where the audience can participate. And I'll also be giving a lecture a little bit based on just diabetes wellness in general. So lots of activities. The doors open from 9:30 a.m. They close at 1 p.m. and tomorrow. And lots of fun. It's not your typical health fair. We haven't figured out what to call it because it's not a health fair. It is more just a fun type event where, you know, it's focused on just resources for diabetics and for those who don't have diabetes to come and get screened and to learn a little bit more.
So important to catch it early. Yeah. So, and where in the Culture Center? Because the Culture Center is pretty big.
Yeah, it's the main hallway of the Cultural Center.
Okay.
When you come through the doors, it should be there on the left.
So how many people are you expecting? Or how many did you have last year?
We usually have over 300 persons that attend. It's pretty well attended.
That is really, really great. And do you find that, is there a lot of people that come and they go, geez, I never knew my blood sugar was this high?
Of course, we always identify people who have high blood pressure for different reasons. Some of them knowing that they have it, just not taking their medications and checking. And then there's that education there. And, we're hoping that we make a difference. And then, of course, we always discover someone who is diabetic and did not know that they had diabetes. That happens every year.
And I know that you have, besides the health fair, which is a fabulous contribution, you have ongoing Living Smart programs. I think a lot of people in the community don't realize that.
Yeah, we actually, as I said, it's the American Diabetes Association recognized program. So that means basically that Medicare recognizes this program and will pay for diabetes classes. So Medicare pays for 10 hours of diabetes education a year, and they also pay for 2 hours of ongoing annual diabetes education. So we actually hold several classes on a monthly basis, and it's usually covered by most of the insurances as well because it is a recognized program. So registration is easy. It's just a matter of either going to our website, www.diabetesfl.com, and registering that way, or just call in our office, and our number is 624-4800. That's 624-4800 for the Port Charlotte office number.
Now, you have an office also in Venice, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We have an office also in the Venice area, right by Cracker Barrel, I tell everyone. They seem to know where that is.
Everybody's. So if anybody has any questions, please feel free to call at 206-1580 because Dr. Hansen is such a great resource. And to put on, this is a lot of work to put on a community event.
It is. It's a lot of work. And, we've been doing it though for 11 years now. And we have a lot of support from, you know, the pharmaceutical companies in terms of they being able to take time out on a Saturday morning to come and display their products, as well as to talk to, you know, whoever is there that's attended and has questions, whether it be, how does this meter work? Can I get a new meter? You know, whatever the question is answered at that point.
I think that's really good. I think also very important that a lot of people are very confused about is, what is a carbohydrate diet?
Exactly. And again, a great opportunity there because we have a registered dietitian that's there. She will be the one that's doing the demonstrations and will be able to have that discussion as well in terms of what carbs are, how do you read labels. And then, of course, the actual formal diabetes classes teach that as well.
So when you go to there, is it like different booths then? Or you have also booths and ongoing lectures in another area? How does that work?
It's all one area. We've tried different formats in the past. And because it's so different, we like to engage everyone in what's going on. And the 3 hours just kind of passes just like that. So we try to keep it all in one area. So, you know, if you're talking to someone at the booth, that's fine. But at the same time, if you would like to participate in an activity, we can announce that it's going on and you can participate as well, since it's all right there in the same area and you don't really have to move around. And that's worked well because, you know, you have to see the cooking demonstrations you have to see the dance demonstration. You may want to be interested in, you know, listening to me read poetry, but it's just a fun thing.
Okay. What is diabetic poetry?
Oh my gosh.
I know. I think it sounds, well, first of all, I'm a romantic. I love poetry. I love old movies. So what is, you're talking about diabetes?
Exactly. Exactly. So this is, and I
do
wish
you
I,
have an example?
I wish I had brought the book with me, but I didn't. And I don't remember one in my head. But basically what it is taking just the everyday life experiences of a diabetic. And that person has written it down, and you know, their feelings, their reactions, you know, just whatever is going through at that moment. And they've put it into a book. Some people just write it, and they have not created a book, but we actually do have a book that's called No Sugar Poetry that I'll probably be reading from. No Sugar Poetry that I'll be reading from. Yeah, but you can do that. And it's just, you know, how am I feeling at this moment? You know, I have to stick myself 10 times and you express that in poetry. And it's so funny when you hear it, you know. So,
it sounds,
if for no other reason, you need to come and hear that.
That sounds wonderful. So now, you know, we just had Halloween, and of course, everybody's sugar overloaded, I'm sure. What are you telling your diabetics for Halloween?
Well, you know, I don't think they've been asking me for any advice.
Because I've had patients tell me, they go, oh, yeah, I take my grandkids trick-or-treating. I go, yeah, who eats the candy, too?
Yeah, you know, but everything's in moderation. So, you know, we don't believe in depriving, but we do, you know, should have moderation and maybe choose the dark chocolate over the regular milk. And, you know, I think we can make those choices as well. Yeah, but we have to enjoy some of life, right? So we do need it. And maybe if you've gone to the diabetes class, you will actually know what to do, because you will know how to give yourself one or two units more of insulin, or how to take an extra half a pill to make sure your blood sugar stays okay.
Yeah, so again, knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
So if someone goes to this, they're going to understand their metabolic disease, diabetes. They'll be able to get good ideas of good foods to eat, ways to dance, right?
Correct.
Different meters. Mm-hmm. What about the importance also of foot care, eye care?
Exactly. We do screenings as well. So we will be doing vision screening. The Lions Club will be there to help us out with that. We'll also be doing podiatry screening as well. So there'll be foot screening there. There'll be diabetic shoes on display. So we pretty much cover, there'll be hearing testing.
Oh, hearing testing.
Well.
That's great.
Yes. So we pretty much cover the gist of everything you could possibly be thinking about where diabetes is concerned. Yes, pretty good. And we also will be covering as well clinical research, which I didn't mention.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but we also do some clinical research, and there are always trials ongoing every day in diabetes and the complications of diabetes. And that is, again, another area that, you know, patients usually do not have access to that information. So there will be a table there as well discussing what is clinical research and why would you even want to consider participating in clinical research. And any information they might want to know on that as well.
You know, I think it's really wonderful, because not only are you practicing medicine, but you're doing research in medicine and helping. That's really great. That's takes a lot of time, too. Oh, it looks like we have a caller. Welcome, caller.
Good morning. I just got into the show. I might be missing some of your topics here, but I just have a question for you.
Yes.
I donate blood, and is there if you donate blood and then you go in for a blood test, is there a false positive on any of the items that they're testing for, like your thyroid or diabetes or any other blood test that they run through? By donating blood, does that shorten your count on anything that may give them a false test? I will leave. I'll go and listen for your comments. Thank you very much.
Thank you, caller. We've been talking about diabetes. Dr. Hansen, would you like to answer that?
Yeah, I don't think it really affects everything, but theoretically, it could possibly affect, obviously, well, besides your actual hemoglobin count, it can affect maybe your hemoglobin A1C. because that is based on the life cycle of the red blood cell. So theoretically, you could get a false positive based on just, you know, giving blood and then actually having the hemoglobin A1C drawn, because you've kind of shortened your red blood cell life. So your number potentially could be lower.
That's a good question. Thank you, caller. Yes, in my experience, I found that some patients donate so frequently, they become very anemic. Mm-hmm. Their body is not producing enough to replace. So I tell them to try to extend the length.
Right.
Of, mm-hmm. But it shouldn't affect any of the thyroid tests
no,
or anything.
Thyroid,
like,
no.
No. Because those are serum.
Right. They should not be affected. They're not really attached to the red blood cell. So as I said, just basically your hemoglobin, your red blood cell itself, and possibly your hemoglobin A1C, because the glucose is attached to the red blood cell. So the amount of glucose you have in your system will be directly dependent on the life cycle of that red blood cell.
So by going to this conference, I see you're focusing for the diabetic, the eyes, the feet, the hearing. You have a lot of people participating from the community.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
The Lions Club, you said?
Yeah, the Lions Club, the pharmacies, the home health, pharmaceutical reps. You know, who else? Probably I'm missing a couple of people here, of course. But it's actually pretty well attended. Very well response.
That's really wonderful. I just think that's great. And I'm sure, do you have repeats? You know, people who come every year?
Oh, yeah. The people that we have attending the health fair have probably been coming there since the very beginning. Been 11 years of really commitment. Yes, yes. I'm very proud of that. And they have, you know, for whatever reason, they've seen, you know, it's good. It's a good resource. There's nothing else like this. This is not a health fair to make money. We do not profit from this health fair at all. This is a health fair basically just as a resource for persons with diabetes in the community. And that is the purpose of it. And it started out that way and it has continued that way. I really would like to get more of a community involvement, but, you know, in terms of maybe from a county level or even higher level, but we actually have not gone that far. We've kept it pretty much standard all year, but probably it's time to move on and have it be even bigger than it is right now.
Well, especially now with the diabetes being such an epidemic and in kids, you know, being obese and becoming more diabetic, is there like a focus or to maybe target that population also?
We haven't done that, but that is a very interesting. Definitely, we're seeing more and more younger kids with diabetes and obesity, of course. And what we're noticing is that some of the pharmaceutical companies are targeting that group of patients, and actually, some of the drugs that we are traditionally using in the adults, they're now using in children as part of clinical trials. We're not doing any of the pediatric clinical trials, but they're using those drugs to see if, you know, they can treat these patients at an earlier age and if those drugs are safe in the pediatric population. Because the pediatric group is like the type 2 adult group at this moment.
Right. Yeah. They're becoming more and more, the epidemic is growing. I know that also that targeting also for lipids, being a lipidologist, because, you know, we know that the metabolic syndrome, elevated cholesterol, triglycerides, mm-hmm. elevated blood sugar, a waist greater than 35 inches in women, adults, this is adults. It's now we're finding it younger and younger.
Right, definitely. And again, there are a lot of studies out there. We're focusing on what else can we do to help bring that cholesterol down, bring that bad cholesterol down, that LDL. So a lot of, I think, novel drugs are going to be coming forward that are not statin therapy, not the traditional drugs that are causing the muscle aches and pains, that may be more towards a holistic type approach in a sense. And so I think the future is very optimistic in terms of what is, you know, coming to the forefront for those as well. So, yeah.
So what other speakers? You're going to be a speaker. The dietitian's a speaker.
Yeah, basically, I will be the only speaker along with the, you know, probably the dietitian this year. We are not actually having any more speakers. We found that you know, people get so involved with what's going on that they really don't want to listen to the speaker necessarily. So we've limited the speakers this year. As I said, we've been doing it for 11 years, so we've tried different techniques. This year, we're limiting the speakers to just myself, basically.
I actually have a question, if I could, on behalf of parents. And this is probably a good time of year to ask this question. I was never a parent, but I was a little kid once. And I took in a tremendous, tremendous amount of sugar as a kid. My mom had a bowl of candy laying around. I ate candy. Saturday morning, I sat there, watched cartoons, ate sugary cereals. My question is, if there's kids like me, and I'm sure there were, you know, like I used to be, I'm sure there's kids today, especially around Halloween time. If a child takes in a lot of sugar in their early years, does that necessarily make them more likely to develop diabetes later?
The answer is no.
Okay. Surprising.
Yeah, exactly. You would think so. But basically, the only reason that someone actually comes down with diabetes is if their pancreas just can't handle that sugar load. So it really doesn't matter what age you are. If your pancreas can handle that sugar load and can raise insulin to actually meet the amount of glucose you're putting in, or amount of sugar, then you're not going to get diabetes. What happens is over the years, if that pancreas loses that capability, then all of a sudden you cannot control that amount of sugar, and then you develop diabetes as a result.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a question you've heard before, but it's something that a lot, you know, I thought, yeah, you know, sugar causes diabetes. No, it's good to know.
No, it's just your pancreas not working properly, you know, or you're not utilizing that insulin that is producing properly for whatever reason, that then results in the high blood sugar in the bloodstream, which we call diabetes.
Well, we have today as a guest Dr. Lenita Hansen, who's speaking about the Living Smart Diabetes Health Fair, which, remind us again, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, November 2nd, at the Cultural Center of Charlotte County, 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay.
And lots of door prizes, lots of vendors, lots of food tasting, lots of activities, lots of fun.
And it's a free event
free
for
event.
The community. Is there any age range that you have to?
Oh, no, no age range. We, you know, if you're too young, we put you to work.
And it's educational. It's fun. It involves exercise, everything about diabetes. That's another thing. How to learn how to use a monitor. That's so important. Patients.
Correct.
And then you're going to have different models there, too, you said?
Yeah, we usually have at least two different meter companies there. And sometimes the pharmacists, I don't know, may bring their own meter because the pharmacies have their own meters as well. Yeah.
And also she'll be having demonstrations of healthy eating.
Correct. Demonstrations and tasting.
And tasting. Oh, my gosh. I think that's really fabulous. Okay. Dr. Hansen, I really appreciate that you came today. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think you wrapped it all up. It's great to be on the show as always. I always enjoy this. And, you know, what you're doing is definitely worthwhile and needed in this community.
Oh, well, I feel very blessed. And to have such a great guest and friend, I look forward. Dr. Hansen, your patients love you, as you know. And she does so much for the community. This is a gift that you're giving.
My pleasure. I'm from a family where, you know, both my mom and my grandmother had diabetes, and you know, so I've watched them struggle with this disease. And you know, I also from a culture where I understand the cultural aspect of it. And you know, sometimes we say, oh, they just, you know, just want to eat, don't want to do anything. But you know, my experience is that if you impart knowledge to that person, you give them the tool that they need, then at least they're armed to take that tool and do with it as they want. But you have to first provide the tool. And the tool in this case is just education, formal education, not just a lecture, but through a certified diabetes educator, which is, again, a little passion of mine, to make sure that that person that is informing you is giving you the correct information as well. Yeah.
And I have a little caveat to say, one of my nurses is at one of her goal. I could say her first name, Susan. I'm not going to say her last name. She wants to be a diabetic educator. And Dr. Hansen is a great teacher too. Great professor here.
Well, thank you.
So thank you so much, Dr. Hansen. So everybody, you got to go tomorrow.
That's right. Come on over. Have some fun.
Have some fun. Learn about what you can do to change your life, take control, and have fun while you're doing it.
Exactly. That's what it's all about.
Thank you, Dr. Hansen.
My pleasure.
And we'll have a break, and then we'll continue with the rest of the program.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte. We encourage you to visit their new website, which is TrianaPreventionCenter.com. That is T-R-I-A-N-A, Prevention Center, all one word, .com, to catch up on previous shows. There's an archive going back to the beginning of the show covering a wide variety of topics. Dr. Triana is now accepting new patients currently, and we'll ask the doctor to give her phone number out in just a little bit. In the meantime, if you'd like to call this program, our numbers are 941-206-1188 and toll-free at 888-441-1580. And now, back to Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Welcome back. And as we've had such a great guest with Dr. Lenita Hansen. excuse me, I got a little frog in my throat. I just want to give out her phone number if you want to go ahead and see her, make an appointment, find out about the Living Smart Diabetes Self-Management Program that she has. The phone number is 624-4800, and the email is livingsmart@diabetesfl.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Hansen. Boy, I tell you, it's really great to have guests. And remember, tomorrow is that wonderful health fair. I would say if you don't take advantage of that, you really need to go. It's going to be great. And you'll meet Dr. Hansen there. She's a beautiful and wonderful lady. Thank you, Dr. Hansen. So today I wanted to talk about a couple of things, what I've been doing. I went to this fabulous conference called the Cleveland Heart Lab 4th Annual Symposium. I also had a birthday this week.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
How does 25 feel?
Oh, yes. I wish. No. I'm very proud of my age. I'm very happy. I had a wonderful birthday and celebrating even this weekend. My husband, who is wonderful, we've been going to these conferences. We went to Dallas and to the Cleveland Heart Lab. And one of the wonderful things I enjoy about going to these conferences is the speakers are outstanding. So I want to talk about some of what these speakers have brought up. And as a treat, I'm working on getting some of these speakers as a guest on the show.
Wow.
I am so excited about that. One of the speakers was Dr. Connie Mariano. She was the White House doctor for President Bush and for President Clinton. She is the first Filipino to be the White House doctor, the first woman, and also she was the first Rear Admiral. She was in the Navy. So she gave a very impressive speech. She wrote a book, which is very good. I'm in the process of reading it. And if you go to my Facebook page, which, by the way, I want to thank everyone for wishing me happy birthday on my Facebook page, and I'll respond, and I want to thank you. So Dr. Connie Mariano, she had such a great quote. She says, and I'm going to quote what she said at one of the quotes. She said, "If the president won't listen to you, there's no choice but go to a higher authority, the first lady." I think that was really great because a lot of my patients are very in tune to this too, is, you know, you have to go to your spouse, which one of the emphases, as we all talked about before, the Cleveland Heart Lab, we do, which is a lab, which is a blood and urine test, which we draw in my office and we send to Cleveland, gets more information about your risk for heart disease, for vascular disease. Now, one of the most important things there was speakers was Dr. Mark Penn. He's done research and he's also medical director. And he spoke, and his quote said, if you're not measuring inflammation, which is what is done with the Cleveland Heart Lab test, if you're not measuring inflammation and lipids, then you're agreeing to miss half of the population at risk. Remember, risk is your chances of developing a certain condition or disease. So if you're not checking for inflammation and putting that together with what is your LDL, your HDL, your cholesterol, your triglycerides, then you're not getting the whole picture. So you may, we've spoken before, you may look at somebody and say, geez, they're really healthy. Their numbers are great. But if you don't know what their inflammation is in their arteries, inflammatory testing, then you're not getting the whole picture. You know, one of the things I tell my patients, it's like not checking the oil in your car. We check the oil in our car to make sure that the car doesn't burn up and blow up on the side of the road. So, do we not want to do that with our own bodies? If there was a way that we could assess the risk to what is your chance of getting vascular disease, which is going to lead to plaque in your arteries, atherosclerosis, we've spoken about that, and heart attack and stroke, which another very important speaker at this conference was Dr. Bale. Dr. Bradley Bale is coming out with a book in January called Beating the Heart Attack Gene. Also, my plan is to have him as a guest. He's an incredible speaker. Also, he spoke about the importance, not just about your heart. As we know, you have 60,000 miles of arteries in your body. But why are we forgetting about the arteries in your brain? So this is very important about brain health. We're trying to prevent one of the leading causes of dementia in our population as we get older is small little strokes in the brain, which we don't feel. When the blood vessels get inflamed and small little clots are forming, and pieces of your brain die, your brain cells. As this adds up, we have a decrease in function of our brain. So one of the important things about statin medications is they decrease your risk and the incidence of these small little strokes in your brain. They used to also call those lacunar infarcts. What is an infarct? An infarct of the brain or the muscle, such as the heart muscle, is that tissue does not get oxygen. That tissue dies. When that tissue dies, it doesn't function. So if you are really interested in knowing what is your risk, not only do you need to know what your cholesterol is, your triglycerides, your HDL and your LDL, you need to know what is the inflammation of your arteries. Do you have inflammation? That's further assessing the risk. So this conference was for 2 days. It was fabulous. I also went to the conference of Dr. Bradley Bale and Amy Donin, which again spoke about the brain health. What are we waiting for? The whole idea of beating the heart attack gene is looking for disease before we get the major event. You know, to me, that seems like common sense. Unfortunately, our healthcare system, which we know it's in the news every second of every day, is focusing about healthcare in terms of health insurance. What happens about finding disease before it becomes a major event, or even preventing that major event? You know, at the Triana Prevention Center, that is my focus, of trying to prevent disease. Having someone as committed like Dr. Hansen today, talking about the diabetic health fair that's going to be held tomorrow at the Cultural Center, it's all to spread the word. If you understand what is diabetes, why you have diabetes, how you can live with it, how you can manage it, how you can prevent the bad consequences of diabetes, such as blindness, losing a leg, losing a toe, having a heart attack or stroke, or losing your kidneys. Well, you know, I think it's common sense to think that we all want to try to prevent. We're all trying, as I have said before, for more good years. So another person at the conference was Governor Tommy Thompson, and he was also Secretary of Health. And his quote, which I think is really interesting, if you want to make a difference in health care, hit them where it counts, in their pockets. We should charge $15 for a French fry and 10 cents for a carrot. That's an interesting concept. Trying to have patients realize that, you know, if I'm going to pay for something that's not healthy, then having the patient be charged more, which we understand everything in life has the good and the bad that comes with it. I think that's very interesting. One of the other things that was there, it was one of the other speakers, was Dr. Caldwell Esselton. And he is head of the wellness, one of the head of the wellnesses at Cleveland Clinic. He's a Cleveland Clinic doctor. And he says, if we know that without an engaged family, change won't occur. So change can occur with knowledge, which is one of my goals here with this radio program, but also engaging, bringing in your husband, your wife, your children to try to lead a healthier life. I think this is a great idea. It's again, it's so important. It seems to me to be common sense. We've spoken about if you're trying to lose weight or if you need help, get a buddy, buddy up. If you get your whole family involved in being healthy and they understand why and what the consequences are that you're trying to avoid, I think that's really important to understand. Another great doctor was Dr. Param Dahiya, and he is from Canyon Ranch, and he spoke about sleep and the importance of sleep. His quote was, approximately 75% of Americans have some type of sleep problem, but only 45% will ask their doctor about it. Now, that's very important that when you go to your family doctor, that you not only speak about how you feel, but how you sleep. Your sleep health is important too, because we know if you have, for example, sleep apnea, there's a high correlation of vascular disease and increase of heart attack and stroke. As we've spoken before too, very important is your sexual health. And that was discussed too. There was a physician who spoke about your hormones, about the importance of knowing and checking your hormones. In men, the andropause, or what they commonly call on television, low testosterone, getting that checked, and the importance not only in knowing what your hormone levels are, but how to deal with it. And once you're dealing with it, the importance also of diet and exercise. And that's important for having more good years. So there's a lot of research out about aging, aging well, prevention, trying to avoid heart attack and stroke, getting checked way before it becomes a problem. That's one of my missions. That's why I attended the Cleveland Heart Lab 4th Annual Symposium, which is labeled Where Inflammation Meets Lipids, Novel Models and Strategies for Assessing, Treating, and Preventing Chronic Disease. So not only do we go to these conferences to learn more, but I go there and I network. And it's interesting. They really walk the walk and talk the walk. All the meals are very heart healthy. During the breaks, they had heart healthy smoothies made with spinach and you know, fresh fruit, low fat meals, a lot of vegetables, antioxidant meals that had nuts, seeds. It was very good. It was very interesting. And then, but they did have a fun event. For everybody out there who is a big football fan, they had an event at the Cowboys Stadium. Now, the Cowboys Stadium is now called the AT&T Stadium. And I have to tell you, I have never been to such a big stadium in my whole life. It was huge. They can fit 100,000 people there. Now, that's more people that live in the city of Punta Gorda. It is huge. And the reception was held where you could look down, because you walk into and then you look down and you could see the whole field. And it's all enclosed, and they have big glass walls and steel. And I mean, it's an incredible, you feel like you're really a little tiny ant. It's amazing. And we had a reception there, and we got to take a tour also of the stadium. They had also agility trials where you could try, you know, throwing a ball, walking on, you know, certain things to keep your balance. And so it was a very interesting reception. I have to tell you, it was very impressive to go to Dallas. Dallas is beautiful. It's huge. The conference was held at the Irving Convention Center. Another, you know, when they say everything is big in Dallas, well, let me tell you, the convention center was huge. There was over 300 doctors at this conference. And when I say going to conferences, you're there at 7 o'clock in the morning. The conference ends at 8 or 9 o'clock at night. So it is go, go, go. We also had a incredible speaker, Dr. Rosen. Dr. Rosen has written books with Dr. Oz, and Dr. Rosen has been on also Dr. Oz's show, and he played a clip from that show. It was a patient who was a cowboy, and he was a diabetic, and he worked with him, and he said, Dr. Rosen said, doctors, and his name is Dr. Michael Rosen, doctors who only want to be loved are hurting patients. So he feels that you should practice a little bit of tough love. You need to tell patients straight on, this is what we need to do, and these are the consequences if we don't. So that was also a very interesting concept. Dr. Mimi Guarnieri also has written books. She was a cardiologist, and now she's in the preventive and trying to prevent heart disease. She was talking about, as a cardiologist, she put in a stent. A year later, a patient would show up, chest pains. She'd have to put a stent again. So she was saying we have to do more to prevent this disease. And yes, we can prevent atherosclerosis. We can also decrease plaque in the artery and decrease the progression of plaque. A lot of people come to me, well, geez, isn't it normal for everybody who's over the age of 50 to have plaque in their arteries? Not necessarily so. We can work with you and we can prevent this. Dr. Guarini's quote was, "We've seen the most success when we had the spouse in the room when offering lifestyle recommendations." You know, I think that's important. Many times I tell my patients, why don't you bring your spouse? And then we can speak together about what we need to do as a family. What is it we can do to help you to quit smoking? What is it we can do for you to understand? And, you know, like one of the spouses may be the one who cooks. Maybe we could help them to understand what is it is the healthy choice as opposed to the unhealthy choice. You know, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. If you have any questions, we still have a few minutes left at 206-1580. We had Dr. Lenita Hansen talking about the Cultural Center event tomorrow at 9:30. And I encourage you to go. And I'm speaking to you about the conference that I went to, which to me, it's such a pleasure to, you know, I really love home. I love being here, but it's such a pleasure to interact with my colleagues. And it gives me such more, how do I say, empowerment, feeling that yes, I'm doing the right thing and leading the forward march to help patients in preventing disease and helping their life to be better. I think it is very important. There was a doctor there, Dr. Lopke, who says, as we move from sick care to true health care, don't forget about one of the most important stakeholders. And I would add, to me, the important stakeholder is you, your family, your life. You know, we don't have to live with chronic disease of heart failure, angina. We don't need to lose our toes or lose our vision. If I can just help you to make a difference, I ask you, if you want to work on that, give me a call. My office number is 625-1990. If you would like to make an appointment, if you want to go to my website, it's TrianaPreventionCenter.com. If you want to go to my Facebook page, it's Dr. Elizabeth Triana, The Slippery Slope of Lipids. We are here. I am here. And this whole resource is here to help you. There are so many people devoted to taking care of other humans. You know, and I say humans because I have some patients and they'll say, well, do you think I'm going to live another day? And I said, that's not in my hands. That's in God's hands. But let me tell you, He is helping us to take care of you. He is helping each of us to take care of ourselves. So I want to give a little, one of my friends, Rabbi Simon Bergman, gave me this book. And it's a book from Avi Shulman. And it's Inspiration, Wisdom, and the Tools to Use Them. And I thought I would like to read one of the inspirations one of the quotes, and I think that's really important because we all can get overwhelmed with, oh my goodness, now I have to worry about my blood pressure, my cholesterol, my diabetes, what my sugar is. But you know what? It should be an everyday, simple event. So what is this? To be successful, this is the inspiration. To be successful, you don't have to do extraordinary things. Just do ordinary things extraordinarily well. You know, that we can take, those thoughts we can take into our own health. We all need to eat. We all need to drink water. We all need to live in our bodies. We all need to learn how to take care of ourselves. So if we can do that, if we can just do the ordinary things extraordinarily well, every one of us, and I want to thank my audience. The other day, patients have come up to me, patients and listeners, saying, oh, I just enjoy your show. Well, thank you. I spent a lot of time putting it together, but I love doing it. I love taking care of my patients. I feel I'm so blessed to be able to just make a little difference. So those little ordinary things in life, knowing what we're going to eat, knowing that we need to exercise, and the importance of that. And most important, too, is remembering about our brain health. There was, Dr. Bale spoke very, we have a caller. Hello, caller?
Hello?
Yes, caller?
Yes, I was just wondering where you're located at, because I won something this morning.
Okay, we're located at 3155 Harbor Boulevard, Port Charlotte. And you could go on my website. It has information about my office. If you, we also have, if you want any information.
Okay. No, the radio station is what I'm looking for.
I can give you that information off the air, yes.
We'll give you that off the air.
I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you so much. So this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana, and I want to thank Dr. Hansen. Everyone stay healthy, and God bless. This is the Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues. We'll be here and see you next week.
CCF Punta Gorda.
News Radio 1580.
Charlotte County's only news talk radio station serving you around the clock.